弟兄姊妹好，今天我们要来读罗马第八章。
Romans chapter 8。
这个圣经里面非常伟大的圣经。
This is a great book within the Bible。
罗马八章。
Romans chapter 8。
讲到圣灵。
Talked about the Holy Spirit。
圣灵的经历。
The experience of the Holy Spirit。
那是全部圣经里面讲的最好的圣灵的经历。
That one of the better chapters that talk about the Holy Spirit。
一连说了11个圣灵经历。
Talked about 11 different experiences of the Holy Spirit.
我们永远感谢保罗。
So we should thank Paul.
留给我们这么伟大的圣经。
He has now left for us this great chapter.
让你要亲眼教会，我懂得怎样经历圣灵的大能。
So that our church, the churches, can experience the Holy Spirit correctly in this past 2,000 years.
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord.
四福音讲一位道成肉身的耶稣基督。
When the four gospel books talk about the flesh of Christ,
圣灵乃是复活的耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
他就突破了一切限制。
Now this Spirit is no longer bounded.
无所不在。
It can now be anywhere.
无所不能。
It can now do everything.
圣灵成为里面的神。
And this Holy Spirit is now the God within.
圣灵是经历的神。
This is now the experience that we can have.
圣灵是我们的感觉的神。
The Holy Spirit is something that we can feel.
我们经历一切主的经历都靠圣灵。
Now we may experience what the Christ has been through the Spirit.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是哪一位？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵哪一位？我们刚刚讲过。
Just talked about it.
哎呀，忘了真快了。
Did you already forget?
圣灵是哪一位？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
复活基督。
Resurrected Christ.
耶稣复活了。
After Jesus is resurrected.
就是圣灵。
Become the Holy Spirit.
无所不在。
Now he is everywhere.
无所不能。
And he can do everything.
所以今天我们讲圣灵的一章圣经。
So chapter 8 is the chapter of the Holy Spirit.
而第八章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 8.
它是根据民数记21章有伟大的救恩来说的。
Paul started referencing what happened in the book of Numbers.
21章说到什么呢？
What happened in Numbers chapter 21?
以色列百姓在旷野犯罪。
The people of God sinned in the wilderness.
他们背叛摩西。
And they now are refusing Moses.
也背叛神。
And they are also refusing God.
神就差遣这个火蛇到他们中间去咬他们。
So God has now sent the fiery serpents to bite them.
被火蛇咬得非常痛苦。
Whoever was bitten by the serpent was in a lot of pain.
摩西求告神。
So Moses prayed to God.
神叫摩西造一条火蛇。
So God asked Moses to make a bronze serpent.
去挂在杆子上。
Set it on a standard.
叫以色列被蛇咬的人都能仰望这条蛇。
So that whoever was bitten can now look up to this bronze
serpent. 仰望的人就活了。
Whoever looks at it will live.
摩西没有本事造火蛇。摩西没有本事造条火的蛇。
Moses cannot make this fiery serpent.
主以主让他造条铜蛇。
So the Lord asked him to make a bronze serpent.
铜蛇和火蛇什么分别呢？
What is the difference between a bronze serpent and a fiery serpent?
铜蛇。
The bronze serpent.
有蛇的形状。
It has the shape of a serpent.
没有蛇的生命。
But yet it does not have the life of a serpent.
还有蛇的形状。
It looks like a serpent.
没有蛇的毒。
But it's not poisonous like the serpent.
这是说到耶稣基督道成肉身。
Talked about how Christ had become in flesh.
取了我们罪人的形状。
He took on the image of a sinner.
他却与罪无关。
But yet he does not sin.
他是圣洁神的儿子。
He is still the Holy Son of God.
铜蛇就预表主耶稣。
The bronze serpent is a representation of Christ.
另外一面铜在圣经里面预表审判。
On the other hand, bronze also means judgment in the Bible.
铜蛇也说到主取了肉身。
So the bronze serpent talked about when Christ came in flesh.
在杆子在十字架上
When he was set on a standard, a cross, he took on judgment for us. So whoever was bitten by the fiery serpent,
仰望同时就活了,
whoever looks up at it will live.
往自己伤口的死了,
if they look at their own wound, they die.
仰望同时就活了,
if they look at the bronze serpent, they live.
我们又是很好的诗歌,
we have a great song.
叫做望就活,
he said that if you look upon it, you live.
就来说到这个经文来说的,
exactly from this passage.
望同时活了,
whoever looks at it, we live.
望自己伤口死了,
but whoever looks at your own womb, then you die.
保罗举这个来说例子,
then Paul used this as an example.
我们因为肉身软弱, 律法有时候不能行的,
now, through our weakness of the flesh, we can never exercise the law.
差遣自己的儿子来,
so that's why God has to send forth His Son,
为我们成了罪身的形状,
so that He took on the shape, the body of a sinner, and then on this body he was judged.
叫律法的义,
so that the righteousness of the law so that the requirements of the law may be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to flesh but according to spirit.
一列说了11个圣灵经历,
and then from this point on, Paul then used 11 examples of
the Spirit.
This morning we're going to go through 3 of them.
盼望大家能得着了,
I hope you will get it.
来听罗马第8章啊,
I hope when you come and you understand the book of Romans, this is a chapter of experience.
保罗一开始连着说了4个经历,
so first he started off with 4 examples. To follow the Spirit. To set your mind on the Spirit. To be attentive of the Spirit. And to act according to the Spirit.
记得吗?
4 things.
保罗讲的我们来记都不容易啊。
It is not easy to say it, it's not easy to remember.
跟随圣灵,
follow the Spirit.
思念圣灵,
to set your mind in the Spirit.
体贴圣灵,
to be attentive to the Spirit.
照着圣灵,
and to act according to the Spirit.
保罗说的真好,
how great was Paul?
四件事都不一样,
the 4 things are slightly different.
第一件事情, 跟随圣灵,
the first is to follow the Spirit.
我们就两个可以跟随的,
now we have 2 ways that we can follow.
要不跟随肉体,
we can follow our flesh,
就活出个败坏生命,
and then you'll live out the corrupted life.
要不跟随圣灵,
or you can follow the Spirit,
活出神儿子的荣耀形象,
so that you can manifest the image of the Son of God.
所以我们大家都要来一起来学功课, 跟随圣灵,
so today let us all learn so we may follow the Spirit.
有人问我, 死掉跟随圣灵跟随错了怎么办?
Someone asked me, Brother Steve, what if we follow the Spirit and then we did it wrong?
有错的可能?
Yes, it is possible to do wrong.
错了也对,
but I tell you, even if you did wrong, you're still right.
因为神知道我们的心呢是在跟随圣灵,
because God knows, at least you're trying to follow the Spirit.
可是我们无知所以跟随, 错了,
maybe just because you didn't understand it correctly,
错了,
you did the correct thing. Even if you did it wrong, God will take responsibility.
明白吗?
I hope you get it.
所以跟随圣灵没有错的,
so if you choose to follow the Spirit, you always do right.
错了也对,
even if you did something wrong, you're still right.
因为我们的心在跟随圣灵,
because you're trying to follow.
我一生的跟随圣灵事情太多了,
I spent my whole life following Spirit, lots of experiences.
最大的只有2件,
and there are 2 greatest experiences.
一件从上海到台湾,
one was when I moved from Shanghai to Taiwan.
那是给我清楚的引导,
God gave me a very clear guidance.
我才22岁比你们都年轻了,
when I was 22 years old,
清楚地引导我去,
clearly led me,
一路给我经历,
and He gave me experience along the way.
根本不可能去成功的,
in the beginning, it was impossible.
哎呀, 花了好多天呢,
but it took many days.
主为我解决了多少不能解决的难处啊,
the Lord has taken away so many different obstacles.
到最后主带我走成功了,
at the end, I was successful.
那是共产, 那个解放军, 1949年5月27号解放上海,
1949, when China was set.
我是1949年5月26号走成功了,
the day that China was set free, the next day he got out.
只差一天,
just one day.
差一天我就陷在里面了。
Oh, if he left one day after, he would have been found.
像我这样的一个造作创的笨家伙，不管死在里面。
And someone who was like me would probably be persecuted and killed.
到台湾基隆港口,
so I went to Taiwan.
买个报来看,
at the port, I bought the newspapers. And then I saw it, the communists had now taken over China.
我在台湾还没登陆呢,
and that was just when I bought Taiwan.
还在台湾港口呢,
I was at the port of Taiwan.
感谢主,
thanks to the Lord.
把我清楚,
that how clearly he wanted to take me to Taiwan.
第二件事是从台湾到美国,
and the second thing was from Taiwan to the US.
那也要清楚神的带领,
also a very clear leading.
主的话突然来到的,
the word of the Lord came to me suddenly.
去美国,
he said, go to the United States. Not just the United States, but go to LA.
这下我不好讲话,
and then I was speechless. Because I told people never go to Los Angeles.
洛杉矶我的长辈李弟兄在这里,
and in fact, there was an elder, a brother, Brother Lee, was in Los Angeles.
我不要跟李弟兄去打对台的,
and then I thought I was his counterpart. We would never go to LA.
洛杉矶不要去啊,
do not go to Los Angeles, I said.
那么有一天我自己要去洛杉矶怎么讲呢?
But now the Lord is sending me to Los Angeles.
我真的很为难,
it was difficult for me.
我去看侯小姐,
so I went to see a respectful sister, a sister, an elderly sister who knows the Lord. And then she is not a person of many words.
我去看她,
so I went to visit her.
我一进门, 她就讲话呢,
and the moment I walked into the door, she spoke this to me.
她一看见我,
she saw me and said,
神对你有差遣,
and she said, if God has sent you,
你要顺服,
then obey.
我的侯小姐，你不晓得主差遣我去哪里呀？
I said, sister, do you know where the Lord is sending me?
我去的地方我活不了的。I
won't survive over there.
侯小姐说，我不管这个。
And sister Ho said, I don't care about
我只晓得主告,
that.
我只晓得主告，让我告诉你这句话。
All I know is that the Lord told me to tell you that.
主对你有差遣，你要顺服。
If the Lord has sent you, then obey.
哎，我出来担子更重了。
Then now the burden became heavier. Now if the pressure is really on,
另外一位老师妹,
so I thought I would go visit another sister.
看龙师妹是个白种人,
Sister Pearl Young, she was Caucasian.
她从美国到台湾来做工,
and she came from the United States to Taiwan to be a missionary.
最不喜欢的去美国,
and she did not like people going to the US.
去美国干什么呢?
What's the point of going to the US, she said.
我一进去,
but when I visit
她讲,
her,
看见我就讲话,
and she saw me and she said this.
也是个不随便讲话的人,
and understand she's not also. She said the same thing Sister Ho said to me.
弟兄主有差遣, 你要顺服,
she said, brother, if the Lord sends you, obey.
我的姊妹，你不是最不喜欢的去美国吗?
And I said, sister, don't you not want people to go to the United States?
她说的正好,
and this is what she said.
她说我不喜欢人去美国,
she said, yes, I don't like people going to the US.
我从来没有不喜欢神差遣人去美国,
but I never said that God shouldn't send people to the US.
我没话说了,
so I was speechless.
两个老师妹给我神奇的引导,
these two older sisters giving me this supernatural guidance.
你去洛杉矶了,
so I went to the Los Angeles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
跟随圣灵,
follow the Spirit.
错了也对,
even if you did something wrong, you are right.
神负我们一切责任,
because the Lord will take care of it.
我们一生跟随圣灵,
so use your life to follow the Spirit.
不仅在大事上,
especially on the great things,
更在小事上,
also on the little
things. 日常生活里面跟随圣灵,
in your little things in life, follow the Spirit.
每天凡凡小事跟随圣灵,
every day your mundane things, follow the Spirit.
保罗说跟随圣灵,
Paul said, follow the Spirit.
然后说事业圣灵,
then set your mind on the Spirit.
也可以翻作圣灵的事业,
or be mindful of the Spirit.
我们的思想呢都想肉体, 不像圣灵了,
you spend a lot of thoughts thinking about a flesh.
我知道这个弟兄对我不大好啊,
and I said, that brother is not nice to me.
今天莫名其妙对我笑一笑,
and all of a sudden she is now smiling at me.
我呀这个笑不怀好意,
there's got to be something evil behind it.
有时候我告诉人那是迹象,
maybe he's making fun of me.
不是我告诉你, 很多人这样讲啊,
I I tell you, a lot of people think like that.
真的忍笑,
maybe he's making fun of
me.
All your thoughts are evil.
都在思念肉体,
because you're being mindful of your flesh.
跟随圣灵的人,
when you set your mind on the Spirit, if you be thoughtful of the Spirit, if you only put your thoughts on your Spirit, brothers and sisters, that's even harder to do in
life.
In your daily living, set your mind on the Spirit. That, as a couple, husband and wife, that's the hardest part. Set your mind on the Holy Spirit.
有的人他真的太太说句话不是好话。
For some husbands, they thought that the wife would never have
a
say. So the couples, they always argue on little things. Or maybe those little things are not
meaningful.
Don't argue through those little things. Set your mind on the Spirit. Even facing the great obstacles, be mindful. Set your mind on it. Be attentive.
保罗讲的好极了,
Paul said it in a great way. To be attentive, to pay attention to Spirit. What does it mean?
我说我拿了一碗杯的水啊,
just like if you're now holding a cup filled with water.
端着一碗水走路啊,
and if you have to hold this cup to water,
可不要洒出去啊,
you don't want to steal the water.
小小心心的走路啊,
so you pay attention the way you walk. Be attentive to the Spirit. Even the little movement, you can hear it.
圣灵最小的命令我马上听见了。
Even the smallest command, you can hear it.
圣灵最小的一个动作我马上发现了。
Even the smallest movement for the Holy Spirit, you can sense it.
体贴圣灵,
pay attention to the Holy Spirit.
更在日常了。
In your daily life.
在日常的最小的事上体贴圣灵。
In your daily life, how do you pay attention to the Holy Spirit?
体贴圣灵。
How do you be attentive to the Holy Spirit?
最后照着圣灵,
and lastly, to act according to the Spirit.
According to,
according to the Spirit.
什么叫 according to?
What does it mean according to the Spirit?
我曾经有两个弟兄做过游戏啊。
The two brothers, they had a game.
你走在前面,
said one goes in the forward.
有弟兄走在你后面,
one go first and the one follows.
那你呢, 要看着后面的人举动而举动。
And then you're supposed to see who is behind you, whatever he does, if he raises his right hand, you follow. The left, then you follow too. So then it is not easy. It's not easy to follow.
According to 照着圣灵,
but you act according to the Spirit.
圣灵怎么动我也怎么动,
however the Spirit moves, you move with it.
圣灵怎么说我也怎么说,
whatever the Spirit asks you to say, you say it. When I was younger, I tried to learn this.
这是笑话很多啊,
and I made a lot of jokes of myself.
心有急,
I was trying to rush
it. 脾气非常急的人我这个,
and I really want to rush to be successful. So I live on upstairs.
每天都楼梯下去啊,
and every day I have to take the stairs to come down.
不像走下去,
but then I was always trying to be in such a rush.
哎,
I don't try to walk down, I try to rush and fly down.
音乐不平安,
and I don't feel peaceful.
哎, 神的儿女手都这样子发凉,
and then as children of God, should we walk like that?
我怎么办呢?
Then what did I do?
再走一遍,
so I went up so that I could walk down again.
好好走下来,
I went all the way back up so that I can walk down.
啊,去杯水了,啊,杯水一放,
and then just I put a bottle on the
这人就出嘛,
table, and I was not gentle.
里面不平安了,
and then I don't feel peace.
把水拿起来,
so that I pick up the bottle again,
重新好好地放,
just so that I can put it down gently.
去把个给你讲话,
and it's the hardest when you try to talk.
话没有错,
even though you say the right thing,
里面的灵不对,
but yet you don't feel peace.
我就重讲一遍,
then I have to say it again.
这弟兄们说,死掉的奇奇怪怪的一样的话讲两遍,
and then brothers would say, why are you repeating yourself?
他不晓得我要学习跟随圣灵啊,
but what he didn't know is I'm trying to follow.
同一句话, 话没有什么不好,
it's not the words that I said that was
wrong. 里面我里面的灵不对啊,
but it's because I don't feel right saying it. So I say it differently. People would think that you're repeating yourself.
没有关系,
but it's okay.
我在照着圣灵,
I'm following the Spirit.
跟随圣灵,
to follow the Spirit.
思念圣灵,
to set your mind on the Spirit.
体贴圣灵,
pay attention to the Spirit.
照着圣灵,
act according to the Spirit.
保罗真是给我们十句好话,
so Paul gave us these four great
things.
So I learned to follow the Spirit.
在我生活里面,
in my daily life,
我这个人又急又粗啊,
I am a person who tries to rush everything.
两年学下来, 这个人变细了, 不粗了。 主, 圣灵在小事上一直矫正我。
Through 2 years, through guidance of
Holy Spirit, 两年矫正下来就,
and now I walk slowly.
下面保罗说一句最好的话,
and then Paul said this,
体贴肉体的就是死,
whoever followed the flesh,
体贴圣灵的就是生命平安,
for the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the Spirit is life and peace.
永远感谢保罗给我这么好的话,
thanks Paul for these words.
体贴肉体就是死怎么好话呢?
For the mindset of the flesh is death.
保罗讲句太好的话了。That's
a great verse.
保罗讲个死还是好话吗?
But he's talking about death. How is that great?
那因为你不懂那个死字。Because
you don't know what death means.
保罗讲那个死字太好了。His
death has a meaning.
保罗讲那个体贴肉体就是死啊。For
the mindset and the flesh is death.
好像你的汽车里面撞上了刹车。Just
like in your car, there's a brake.
我们去买车。
When you go purchase a car,
买车,
and then you would want the inspections to be done. You want to make sure the brake is fine. I will make sure the brake is inspected. So that I may brake when I drive.
有一次我开车,
one time I was driving.
大家都开得很慢,
and no one wants to drive fast.
那不可能撞车的嘛。
And at that speed, it's hard to get into an accident.
后面的车把我重重地撞了一下。
But yet, the car behind me hit me.
那你开得这么慢,你也撞我。
We were in such slow speed. Why did you hit me?
我下来了,过去看看。
So I walked out and I looked at the person. Why did that person run into me?
啊? 上面那个开车的人呢?
And that driver.
是墨西哥人。
Is Hispanic.
墨西哥人没关系了。
It doesn't matter.
问题到两件事。
So two things.
一件事不懂英文,
first, he didn't speak English.
我跟这两个人没法讲话,
I couldn't communicate with him.
第二件事他在他的刹车上用力踩了一下,
and secondly, he showed me he stepped on the brake.
两个人一拍,
and he went like this.
没有刹车,
there's no brake.
我的刹车坏了,
his brake went out.
哦,你没有刹车,你开到路上来啊?
The brake is gone out, then why did you drive?
那我要找个警察来。
I have to now call the police. Your car cannot be on the road anymore.
你幸亏撞我啊,
it's lucky that you ran into me.
我有主保守啊,
I am protected by the Lord.
你可能撞死你了啊,
but you could have ran and killed someone else.
没有刹车开的路上呢,
if your car is without brake, then your car needs to be towed.
不是问住我,问住别人了,
it's not for me, but for everyone else.
要让你安安慰你自己了,安安全全地开回去了,
you cannot drive that car in the road.
刹车太重要了,
the brake is important for us.
我们的汽车一定要刹车,
your car needs a brake.
一个很好的刹车,
a good brake.
他刹车如果不好,当然要紧关头,要你的命了。
Your brake's not working, then you could die.
一定要不很好的刹车,
you need a brake.
保罗讲的话,就像给我撞上刹车,
what Paul is telling us is like a brake.
体贴肉体就是死,
he said, if your mind sets on the flesh, death.
这件事情,99%的弟兄姊妹都经历了。
I think 99% of us has experienced
it.
Have you tasted death?
你有没有话讲了不对过?
Have you said the wrong things before?
你有没有你的违背主过?
Have you disobeyed the Lord before?
这里头乱讲话,抢到十字架上了。
When you just say random things, then you taste death.
顺服主,
if you disobey God,
跟从我的肉体讲话,
and if you follow your flesh to say things,
就抢到十字架上了。
Then you taste death.
神的儿女都尝到过,
as children of God, we have all tasted.
神给我们里面的构造啊,
and this is the work that the Lord has done.
反面的特别灵,
is easy to go.
这个体贴肉体, 就是死，懂懂。
We all understand what it means that our mindset on the flesh is death.
你都尝到死的味道了。
And we have all tasted death.
什么叫死啊？
What is death?
说不出来你不妥帖的。
Death means that you can't explain it, but you don't feel peace.
说不出来你不平安的。
You feel unpeaceful.
这个理都不对了。
You feel something is off.
尝到死的味道了。
That's death.
你们尝到过没有啊？
Have you tasted it before?
这神根本就是原则，都不反应啊。
Brothers and sisters, you go never.
你们自救了没有啊？
Have you been saved?
自救了。
I hope so.
自救了，尝到死的味道过没有？
Have you tasted that?
尝到过，你们讲了呀。
Then
尝到过了没有？
Have you tasted that before?
尝到过了。
Yes.
感谢主，你们都没尝到过。
Thanks the Lord. I hope you have tasted that before.
下主了，不然你们不明白呀。
If not, then you don't.
自救了没有啊？
Have you been saved?
自救的人都尝到过。
Then if you have been saved, then you have tasted that.
一下尝到死的味道了。
All of a sudden, you can taste that.
保罗这是用力不刹车。
This verse is acting like a brake.
这个死的味道感觉主放在里面太好了。
The taste of death, now you can remember.
告诉你不对了，不对了。
When you know that someone is telling you that
正在说话，正在说话。
When that Spirit is telling you.
我里头一尝到死的味道。
When you remember the taste of that.
下面的话不说了。
Then you stop saying whatever you're not
supposed to say. 正在做事。
Whatever you are doing.
里面尝到死的味道了。
Once you taste that.
不做下去了。
Then you don't do that no more.
停了，停了。
You stop.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
体贴肉体的就是死。
For the mindset on the flesh is death.
明白了没有？
I hope you get it.
宝贵吧？
Is it precious?
是不是句好话？
Is it a good verse?
保罗讲句太好的话了。
This is a great verse from Paul.
我们经常会体贴肉体的。
Because we always set our mind on the flesh.
体贴肉体就是死。
If you set your mind on the flesh, then death.
死的感觉我尝到了。
Now that you have tasted death,
神踩刹车了。
God is asking you to put your brake on.
不要再讲下去了。
Stop saying what you were saying.
从一个心里有一个弟兄啊，跟我从一个房间睡觉呢。
I used to have a roommate, Brother Leo.
哎呀，我们的弟兄是侍奉主的同工啊。
He is a co-worker serving the Lord.
我跟他睡在一起啊，太说他的毛病了。
And we're roommates, so I know some of
the things
he did wrong. What is his problem?
话太多了。
That he has many words.
不讲好话。
Not good words.
一直在背后批评人。
He would criticize and gossip.
说三道四。
He would say all this nonsense.
我才知道他嘞。
And I know him.
他话多啊。
Many words.
这毛病他知不知道？
Does he know?
太知道了。
Oh, of course he knows.
不肯顺服了。
But he does not want to obey.
有时候和别人在一起讲话。
So one time we were talking.
他一直在讲话。
And he's talking.
我在旁边看着。
And I looked at him.
我看着你里面不平安了。
Then I can tell that he does not have peace.
不平安，我就讲话了。
And then I spoke out.
我就讲了不平安就不要讲了。
And I said, if you don't have inner peace, then stop talking.
他怎么说？
And what do you say?
再讲两句。
He said, just a few more words.
没有救的了，真的。
You can't help him.
有天晚上。
One night.
他说梦话把我讲醒了。
He spoke in his dream.
说梦话是不是把我讲醒了？
And he spoke in his dream.
他讲梦话在骂自己了。
And he was criticizing himself.
叫你不要说了，还要说。
And he said to himself, I told you to stop talking. Why don't you stop?
完全知道自己的毛病了。
So he knows what his issue is.
忍不住自己的口舌之欲也欲望了。
Yet he can't control his flesh.
就说不停的说。
He couldn't control speaking.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我过了些年了，不见面了。
That after some years haven't met.
再见面了。
When I met him again.
哎，多话的毛病掉了。
He has changed.
你这个做嘴佛，这个话哪里去了
？What happened? He is not a man of many words.
话这么多都不讲话了。
Someone who can't stop talking. Now
我也不知道什么时候掉的。
And he said, I don't know when I changed.
讲一次认一次罪。
But every time when I commit that sin, I come back.
造主面前一个主啊，话太多了。
I told the Lord that I am as too many words.
我的口啊，一直讲不该说的话呀。
My mouth keeps saying things that I should not say.
就难过啊。
And I feel horrible.
认罪啊。
And I confess.
求主赦免的。
Ask the Lord to forgive me.
好像果效很慢。
Even though the fruit came slowly.
一定有果效。
Yet the fruit came.
主改变我们也很慢。
I know that the Lord is changing us slowly, but I tell you, you will be changed.
我们祷告主,
so that's how you pray.
把我们天然生命的光景告诉主,
and tell the Lord how your flesh is.
一次和主相交,
and one time, slowly and slowly, His life will come to you.
一次主在矫正我,
and time by time, you will be corrected.
慢慢改变了,
gradually transformed.
话多的人不多了,
now he is a man of few words.
话太少的人开始讲话了,
and the ones that don't like to speak now start speaking up. Now they can speak up.
慢慢我们更像耶稣了,
gradually, we become more like Christ.
我今天跟你们讲的很重要的道啊,
today, the message is important, don't you?
生命之道啊,
the life, the way of life.
提起肉体的就是死,
whoever set their mind on the flesh is death.
提起圣灵的乃是生命平安,
but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
提起圣灵,
the mindset on the spirit
说不出来的妥帖的,
is life and peace.
说不出来的平安的,
peace that you tend to
have.
Thanks to the Lord.
保罗给我们讲最正确的道路放在前面的,
Paul has now given us this way of life.
今天你懂得这两句话你来了值得的,
if you understand this verse, then it's worth your time.
今天我看好几个弟兄姊妹都没有来的,
now that I don't, not everyone is here.
提起肉体就是死,
for the mindset on the flesh is death.
死是刹车, 大家听懂了没有?
Like a brake in your life.
提起生命,
mindset on the flesh.
乃是生命平安,
the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
下面说我们所受的不是奴仆的灵,
and then it says that the spirit that we have received is not a
slave.
The spirit.
受的不是奴仆的灵,
for it is not a spirit that subjects to the law.
忍就害怕,
if so, then you would.
所受的是儿子的灵,
the of
因此我们呼叫阿爸父亲,
so that's why we can now call him Abba Father.
我们称神为父啊,
now we get to call God Abba Father.
我认识一个很熟的人,
someone I know very well,
他是回教徒,
he's Muslim,
跟他讲没用,
he's hard to minister,
他有一些不是绝对知识的,
我信的神跟你们信的神是一位神啊。我的不同不同不同不同，是一位真神。你信的是创造的神，你信的是审判的神，我信的神是我的父亲，不同吗？
沟通太大了，我信的神是我的父，为此我们呼叫阿爸父亲。我结婚的时候，我第一次到我一夫家里去，要叫他这父亲啊，他要把我难住了。我叫个从来没见过的人叫他爸爸。 叫叔叔也容易，叫哥哥也容易，叫爸爸不容易啊！啊，叫个不认得的叫爸爸，啊，这是不容易，不容易。哎呀，好不容易功课，叫声爸爸们叫的声音也不对。叫神是我的父亲，这是我们的祷告。 这是我们里面的生命，称神为父。我们的灵与圣灵同证，我是神的儿女。我里面称我为神的儿女。 圣灵在我外面也要称我为神的儿女。我们这里与圣灵一同证明我是神的儿女。是的，约翰使徒约翰写书信的。 写到约翰一书第三章，我们是神的儿女，最上一句，我们也真的是他儿女，我们是真儿女，不是假儿女。我太太年轻的时候就把整个牙齿拔掉了，整个装上了假牙，回来了，回来了，我一个只有一个孩子还小了。看他母亲到了晚上把这个牙齿拿下来，太稀奇了，把我自己牙齿拔不下来，他妈妈牙齿好，拿下来给装上去，真羡慕母亲的假牙呀。那你们都是大人，你就假牙好真牙好，真牙好假牙好，你们都不回答来的，你们都喜欢假牙，不喜欢假牙，要假了，不喜欢假牙，假牙爷爷赶不上真牙，对不对？因为他小孩子，他牙齿不会动的，他妈妈能够拿上来拿下去的人太好了。
How can mom get to take out her dentures?
我们知道是真牙，那假牙赶不上来。
So we know that.Real teeth and
我们是神的真儿女，
we are truly children of God.
我们真是他的儿女，
indeed we are.
我们是他的儿女，
we are his children.
真是他的儿女，
truly we are.
我们神的真儿女，
we are the true children.
我们的灵和圣灵
and the Holy Spirit
一同要证明我们是神的儿女。
Together confirms that we are.
有些弟兄姊妹在根基上的认识的特别坚固。
Some brothers and sisters have greater foundations.
有一个弟兄是德国人的。
Spiritually, and one brother was German.
生命丰盛。我们从请个讲员。都从纽约来的。
From Germany.
那个弟兄纽约的教会就他开的。
In fact, he was the one that started the church in New York.
我在洛杉矶认识他。我在台湾认识他。
In Taiwan.
啊，认识我们的弟兄啊。真是经历丰富啊，给我两整天的给我交通啊。他这个人不大讲话的，他看见我是不停的讲不停的讲，把他的经历讲给我听啊，他想吸收我做他的同工啊。他有一次说啊，弟兄啊，我讲的事情给你听。我在德国，我说帐篷布道，帐篷布道传福音。
We have a tent to preach the
gospel. 那个帐篷坐一万多人呢。我在帐篷里传福音的时候啊，神真爱我啊。
Oh, how God has loved.
所以神用个柳毛来打我。神让个流氓来打我，
so God sent up a gangster to beat me up.
一拳把我的膝盖打碎了。
He hit my kneecap and broke.
哎呀，我真很痛啊。
And I was in pain.
但是下面我的时间要开始了。
But then my time to speak.
我帐篷布道到另外地方去了。
So went to the other side of the tent.
我去了。
So I went.
我去做个腿去。
So I was crippled, but I still went.
我站起来传福音了。
Up to preach.
神真爱我。
How God has loved me.
又让一个流氓来打我。
He sent another gangster to beat me up.
一拳打在已经打碎的膝盖上。
And he punched me at the broken kneecap.
痛得我忍受不住了。
Pain that I can no longer.
我只有条好的腿跪下来。
So that I knee down.
弟兄，我没有祷告，我只讲了一句话。
And brother, I didn't pray. I said this.
我在你稀奇了，不祷告讲话。只讲一句什么话？我说了一句话。我的父亲若是还活着，看见我这样痛苦啊，他一定要为我想办法。我说的不是祷告，我是讲一句话。叫你知道我父亲死了。我父亲就算没有死，他也没什么办法好想了。 我膝盖两次打碎
了，
医生也弄好，又弄好久了，这个那个父亲什么办法？没办法。但是我讲话真的，我父亲不一定有办法，他一定要为我想办法，因为我父亲爱我啊，没有能力可是有爱啊。我父亲若是活着，他若看见我这样痛苦，他一定要为我想办法。我想这句话忍受不了啊，忍受不了啊！因为神不是我的父亲啊，神的办法太多了，太有办法了。我讲的这句话，我膝盖马上好了。马上好了。我讲了一句话，这个人认识神了，太认识神了。他讲这句话，神受不了啊。我们是神的儿女，我们也正是他的儿女。我们呼叫阿爸父亲，神是我最好的父亲，我这位神是我的父亲，无所不能，他的心爱我比地上任何父亲都多，他无所不在，无所不能。我们受的是儿子的礼，我们的礼，神的礼，都证明我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣。和基督一同做后嗣，今天我们和他一同受苦难，将来我们和他一同得荣耀。我们和是神的儿女，神是我的父亲，也真是我的阿爸父亲。为什么呼叫阿爸父亲？里面的灵，外面的圣灵，都在见证我是神的儿女。你把今天早晨没倒听懂了，你们来上算了，去告诉今天没有来的弟兄姊妹，太可惜了，去讲给他们听啊。既是儿女，便是后嗣。儿女跟后嗣不同，儿女跟父亲生命的关系，后嗣不是生命关系，后嗣则承受产业的关系。我们是神的儿女，我们有神的生命。当主再来的时候，教会有继承万有做产业，既是儿子是就是后嗣，和基督一同做后嗣。当主回来，主怎样承受万有，主也叫教会承受万有。今天我们正走主所走的道路，今天和基督一同受苦难，将来也一同得荣耀。主所走的路是先受苦难后得荣耀的道路。我常常说主快来了，不是要吓唬人啊，因为我是读圣经的人，圣经关于主再来的预言都应验了，只差那么一点点了，在欧洲应验了， 主来很快了，我都盼望看见主再来了。你比我年轻的都要看见主再来了。今天我们好好走主的道路，多学生命经历。我常说一句话，将来有的是今天有的，今天没有将来也没有。今天我们要多得产业，多得圣灵的帮助啊，追求主啊。我们常来聚会，常常学习，好好的学习，走这条与主同受苦难统治荣耀的道路。主已经得荣耀了，鼓励全教会往荣耀走啊！我们走先苦难后荣耀的道路。圣灵是我们最大的能力，担保我们是走的一定程度。我们再来唱首学习弟兄的好诗歌。
Let us sing the song again.